Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You want to see Loco?
Well, here we are at Twin Peaks in Davie. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I don't want to talk about it. I understand that's our job.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about it. I've never seen, this is going to sound simple to a lot of people, I know this. To me, it's the kicking game. I don't want to hear all the rest of the nonsense.
Huh?
I have never seen a legendary football powerhouse, which Miami is, don't argue that it's not, literally unable to kick a field goal. I know I may sound like Manny Diaz and gets people angry. You could have a completely different record this season had you had a kicker that could make a kick. So I don't want to talk about it.
Did you know that Yale won the first 10 national championships back in the 40s?
Oh, stop it. I'm talking about 01.
They did. They did.
Okay.
Yale was a powerhouse in the 40s and 50s.
And so was the Whig Party at one time in the United States. I mean, just because you can't tell me that Miami's not a football powerhouse.
They're not. A football powerhouse in 2019. No.
I'm just saying the program is a legendary program.
Yes, and Yale is too.
But on different planes. On different planes.
Don't approach it in that direction where UM should have a kicker. Like it hasn't been relevant for years.
Stop that. In a Power 5 conference, you've ever seen this kind of kicking game?
No, I'm hating.
This doesn't exist. I mean, this doesn't exist. This is comical.
And who do you blame it on? Is it Rick? Is it the recruiting has to have something to do with it.
Absolutely. I mean that kicker was obviously recruited by Rick, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, in professional sports, and this is collegiate, but in professional sports, you've had guys like Rick Ankiel who could pitch one day and then the next day they couldn't. There's no way that when they recruited Bubba Baxa, he looked like that. That would be crazy.
You'd call him with the yips.
He's got the yips.
They called him Yips Baxa.
But at some point, the yips usually disappear. But actually, I thought Manny Diaz, you know, I thought there was a little bit of analogy to be made between what Manny Diaz has done with the kickers versus what Mark Richt did with the quarterbacks last season. Like, he had Turner Davidson, and he was heroic or whatever, and then he missed a couple on Saturday, and so when they needed the final kick, he went back to Bubba Baxa, and I get the concept. You want to make this kid a hero who's been a goat, and this is a chip shot, but, man, now you're just playing yo-yo with the kickers. They don't know if they're coming or going, and I'm not even going to look at the text machine right now because I'm sure I'm going to get blasted because everyone's going to list all the other problems besides the kicking game.
Yes.
But I really do believe you have an entirely different season on your hands if the kicking game, from the Florida game to the UNC game to the Va-Tech game to this game, if you have a kicking game that is at least functional, it's totally different.
Yes, and your record is, y'all might, if you had a kicker, I'm talking about if you had a drop dead kicker.
A legit kicker.
Y'all might have been in the top 25 right now.
I agree.
Because those mistakes are bad, but it's the, and it's funny, I thought about it when you just said comparing to the quarterback situation, because it's honestly the two psychologically attached positions
yes.
in football are quarterback and kicker.
Yep.
Like, you have to have confidence, and you have to know the confidence comes from your entire team, your coaching staff and all. The kickers right now, no matter where you place that ball, I'm not betting money on any UM kicker to make the kick.
Agreed.
One yard line.
In fact, in overtime, I'm watching with a friend, and I'm like, what's going to happen? If the Hurricanes score a touchdown, do you have to go for two? Like, you're going to lose in overtime because you can't kick an extra point.
Yeah.
Like, it changes the entire dynamic of the game. But as I said, I don't want to talk about it.
But what could this event have been evaluated earlier on?
I mean,
because you went back to Florida. That's game one. Now we go through, what, six games, seven games?
Yeah.
And we're still having that same problem.
Same problem.
Was there any issue? I don't remember hearing about an issue of kicking through the preseason, through any of that. Bubba Baxter was the guy. They were doing – we were talking about Headley. We were talking about the tattooed punter. We had no concern of the kicker.
Yeah, I would think this. Again, you know, to me, college kickers, they're hit and miss a lot of times. You get beyond 40 yards. I don't trust any college kicker to hit anything beyond 40 yards, even 35 yards sometimes. But listen, 25-yarders, I think they missed three field goals under 25 yards.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Sorry, not when you're this kind of team. It's one thing if you're putting up 80 burgers and you're missing some field goals here and there. It's just the Hurricanes are a disappointment. The Dolphins are winless, but it's expected.
That was a good game out of the Dolphins, man. What are you talking about?
Deion Waiters has been suspended a game by the Heat. There's a lot going on here. By the way, Brian Flores, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, going to address the media at 2:30. We're going to carry it live as we always do on Mondays. So they did. They played a decent game of football. Ryan Fitzpatrick at the end, but
yes.
He also gave you some Fitzpatrick moments. I really believe the entire Dolphin season is encapsulated by the onside kick. That just oozes Dolphins 2019. I mean, it was perfect.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
It was perfect. It was perfect. He did a pirouette.
It was perfect. 360, lands on one leg, and just runs on the knee.
But I will tell you, Brian Flores was out to win that game.
Yes.
If there's any doubt in anyone's mind that Brian Flores is going out there to win games, I said it should have been put to rest. The moment he named Ryan Fitzpatrick the starter again, like he easily could have hung with Rosen. Offense doesn't move under him, and it's perfect. Brian Flores is trying to win games. He started that game with a trick play.
Yep.
Right? It was passed backwards to Walton or –
Was that –
Or was it Drake?
Albert Wilson.
It was Albert Wilson?
Yeah, he was the one that got
it. Right,
hit.
It was Albert Wilson. Yeah.
But even so Dolphins, let's go Dolphins. But that was a terrible trick play.
Right.
It didn't work.
It was equivalent to the two-point conversion.
But to the guys in the locker room to watch you come out to that play, even though it didn't work, the guys in the locker room to see you run that fake field goal on the three-yard line with Hawk, who should not be running against grown men in this world, and get the first down, that's what's going to encourage those guys. You talking about Brian Flores keeping the locker room?
He kept the locker room with those play calls.
Yesterday, he kept the locker room.
That's right.
Guys, we're trying to win. I know we haven't won a game. Now, he can't just act like we're world beaters. But with him making the approach to those games, he is keeping the locker room intact and showing that I don't care what anybody says. I know the roster construction. I know what's going on. I want to win every time I touch the field.
Right, which is what I would think players need to know. And
yes,
you're right. You'd have had a bunch of veteran players had they kicked that field goal from the 5-yard line when they needed a couple yards for a first down. You'd have veterans, you know, in the back, oh, we're kicking field goals now in this situation.
Yes.
He absolutely keeps the locker room doing that. He's trying to win games.
And that series, because you get the first down, then you get the interception, and then Frank Gore breaks 11, and then you just drive down 98 yards to win it. Trying to get that touchdown, even though it was an interception. Now, like we saw, it was a great play by White.
Jadavious
White's a hell of a player.
Yep.
Now he ended up causing that fumble later in the game. Like Tre'Davious, like sometimes you just have good players against.
I mean, they're a better team,
less talented.
They're a better
players.
Team. There's no question.
But even how that played out, that had me saying, you know what? I'm with Flores. He's trying to go out there and do so. He's trying to make something happen. You have handicapped him with this roster.
Right.
You don't have a lot of talented players playing for him. But this man's doing everything possible to try to win the games. I loved it.
Let me give everybody the code word so maybe you could win $1,000. Maybe you could be a big winner after this weekend. Time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word this hour is post, like Post Malone,
yeah,
like
post
Moses
post
Malone.
Post office.
Like post office.
Moses Malone.
Post office, Post Malone.
I saw Moses Malone one time beat up a polar bear, one punch. Moses Malone.
It's a very limited impersonation if you've never heard it. It is Charles Barkley talking about Moses Malone.
Moses Malone?
Very limited.
Moses Malone chugged an entire keg, 18 seconds one time, Moses Malone.
Text the word POST, P-O-S-T, to 72881 right now. You have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word POST to 72881. And again, you can win $1,000. Your next chance to win will be the top of the next hour. So about 3 o'clock, it's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Again, Brian Flores is going to address the media in about 25 minutes. I want to make sure we're back from commercials in order to hear it. So I'm going to shorten our first couple of segments this afternoon. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
As if things couldn't get worse for Miami fans, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will miss Saturday's game against Arkansas. He underwent surgery yesterday after that high ankle sprain, an ugly high ankle sprain in Alabama's win over Tennessee.
I would say, as a Miami Dolphins fan, Nick Saban, if he had any kind of class, would shut Tua down for the rest of the season. Just shut him down and understand that he's got bigger and better things.
I like it. Less wear and tear on our future quarterback's body. Sit out the rest of the season, Tua. I'm with you.
Sit out the rest of the season.
That ankle isn't secure.
What else, Solana?
Tonight on Monday Night Football, it's the Jets hosting New England. The Pats enter MetLife Stadium, a 10-point favorite.
I was just going to ask you what the line is. I don't know. I want to bet New England on this, but we're getting burned now on these big lines. And I don't know what to think about Sam Darnold. He looked good last week.
But 10?
10 points, but in New York. But that's not really much of a road trip for New England. And, man, like, I just – Adam Gase in prime time. I mean – I don't know.
He's going to look confused. I would go Patriots. I knew you were going to do this to me early on.
I think I lean Patriots on this.
I thought about this throughout the day. I'm going Patriots.
I will tell you later on in today's show our gambling exploits from the weekend. What
prime
else you got?
Primetime Brady versus primetime Darnold.
I know. But do you really think the Patriots are going to go undefeated this season? At some point, they're going to have a loss that you don't expect them to have.
Yes,
right?
Like, but it's not the Jets, though.
Well, I don't know. What else, Solana?
FAU head coach Lane Kiffin was fined $5,000 yesterday by the Conference USA for violating the league's sportsmanship policy. This came one day after he tweeted a photograph that depicted on-field officials as being blind.
That was funny.
It was funny, and then ESPN, you know, said that he got fined. And then he retweeted ESPN's tweet about him getting fined and had, like, the thumbs-up emoji on it. He's just having fun. He's just having fun there in Boca.
You think these coaches are worried about $5,000?
No, not. I mean,
these dudes are making millions.
And by the way, $5,000 for Conference USA, I mean, that doubled their operating budget, right? They're like, holy hell, we got $5,000 extra.
All teams get new jerseys. What's it called? Color rush.
Yeah, like, we're doing it up big now. Thank you, Lane. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. And finally, the NBA season opens tomorrow with a doubleheader on TNT. It's New Orleans at Toronto, which, of course, they'll get their championship rings. And then after, it's the Lakers at the Clippers at the Staples Center. That's at 10:30 p.m.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the Panthers game. You and I are going to do the show at the BB&T Center tomorrow. Yeah. And then I'm staying for the Panthers game with some friends. But my whole plan is stay at the Panthers game, drive home, and then that Lakers-Clippers game. I mean, that is like that's the game that I want to see. That is going to be fun to watch. So.
I'm cheering against Zion.
You're cheering against Zion?
I don't know why. I don't want him to succeed as fast because everybody gave him the crown already. I don't like guys that get
you
the crown.
Yelled at me once for cheering against Nick Saban's daughter. I feel like it's the same thing.
Is it?
I mean, what is
Nick
Zion
Saban's
Williamson
daughter?
What is Zion
and
Williamson
Zion?
Done to you?
I don't know.
Anything
he got,
else?
He got a bunch of money. He runs the world. He hasn't played a damn
it's
play
everything
yet.
That you worked for. The guy's living the life that you worked for.
Hell with Zion.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, and finally, a group of heartbroken scientists wrote a eulogy to Iceland's first disappeared glacier.
Wow. Nothing quite as sad as a group of broken-hearted scientists.
Ice melts, huh? They're surprised by ice melting. They're scientists?
Caught them off guard.
I love science, but sometimes, I didn't go to college for it.
Sometimes you're just not prepared. Sometimes you're just not prepared.
Damn, that ice melts.
You know, you can hear every Miami Heat game right here on AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket. It starts with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show hosted by Zaslow and Tommy Tig. And then after the game, it's the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat postgame show. So don't forget, you can hear the three-time world champion Miami Heat. Every game starts Wednesday right here on The Ticket.
Guys, y'all got to check out the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret, voted the best adult club in the entire country. It's world-famous. Everybody knows about Tootsie's, and I have been doing 15 years of research. I got down here in 05. I went to Tootsie's for the first time, and I have been back every year since, multiple times, to be honest. You can't miss out on the 64,000-square-foot adult fun facility. They have a 20,000-square-foot restaurant and sports bar attached, but in Tootsie's and the sports bar, watch all your football, basketball, baseball, hockey games, pay-per-view fights. There's no extra charge at Tootsie's. There's hundreds of TVs, so they have plenty of room to play everything you need. And those hundreds of TVs match the hundreds of beautiful women out there at Tootsie's. No need to watch commercials or the undercard fights you don't like. Turn your head a foot to the left or right, and you'll see a beautiful woman on stage. And I have to tell you about the happy hour. Tootsie's is open every single day from noon to 6 a.m. That's 18 hours for us, me and you, to go in there. Tootsie's is watching out for us, but the happy hour. Make it your lunch spot. Noon to 8 p.m., you have half-price drinks. There is no cover. You just walk on in, and the food's amazing. People still call me from my playing days, call me and ask me about that fried lobster from Tootsie's, and I say, bro, it's still there, and it is still delicious. It's probably better, but the wings, the calamari, the nachos, the pizza, the burgers, the cheese, steak, everything is delicious. And whenever you're headed to Hard Rock Stadium, before or after the game, your ticket or ticket stub, present that at the door and you get in for free. Anytime you're going to Hard Rock Stadium, bring your ticket before or after the game and get in for free and hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers. Your game ticket gets you in just a few minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium. Tootsie's Cabaret, the best adult club in the country. TootsieCabaret.com to get all your details. And when y'all get to Tootsie's, there is a great chance you will see me.
We'll do a quick edition of 15 minutes of Heat next right here on Hochman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie, University Drive. We do it every Monday from the man cave. I did not expect, I figured today we'd be talking more Dolphins than Canes, because I thought the Canes would be victorious in a laugher over Georgia Tech. Obviously, that didn't happen. And then, to be quite honest, this news about Deion Waiters came out yesterday.
Yeah.
And let me do 15 minutes of Heat here, because we always do 15 minutes of Heat around 2:15 and then again around 5:15 every afternoon. And by the way, on November 13th, all of us here at The Ticket and our sister stations will be broadcasting live from the American Airlines Arena as we participate in the second Heat Help Cure Radiothon. We are bringing together the power of the Miami Heat, the hope of the Miami Cancer Institute, and you, all for one purpose, to build a world without cancer. Tune in all day. That is November 13th, 6 a.m. till 7 p.m. to hear inspiring stories from cancer survivors and Miami Cancer Institute researchers and physicians, all live on air throughout the day. Heat players and coaches will join in. So let's come together as a community and join Heat Help Cure in the fight against cancer. It's up to us, all of us, because it's us versus cancer. If you want more information and you want to get a donation in, please go to heathelpcure.org right now. Heathelpcure.org. 15 minutes of Heat. And by the way, in about 10 minutes, Brian Flores, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, will address the media as he does every Monday. We will carry it live here. Broke yesterday, Miami shooting guard. And this is from ESPN. Deion Waiters has been suspended by the Miami Heat for their season opener against Memphis on Wednesday night for what was described as conduct detrimental to the team. I take it as this. You tell me from a player's perspective. I think Pat Riley, over the last few seasons, I actually think we broached this several times. I think he made decisions and made moves that he lost sleep over because it was the antithesis of what Pat Riley was known for. he never would have invested significant max dollars on a guy like Hassan Whiteside, got caught up in the minute. Mm-hmm. Never would have given big contracts to Deion Waiters and James Johnson and Tyler Johnson without having a longer body of work to really make it less of a risk and more of a quality investment. And I think that they just got looser over the last few seasons.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, this season, with Jimmy Butler coming in, I think Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra and the jettisoning of Hassan Whiteside, I think that they kind of have reinvigorated themselves and said, we're getting back to the Heat way. Jimmy Butler is the key to this. And so, yeah, we're not going to turn the other cheek when James Johnson comes in out of shape. And if Deion Waiters wants to be sluggish and makes it clear he doesn't want to come off the bench when Dwayne Wade would come off the bench, yeah, we're just not putting up with it. This is a new old Heat. That's the way I took what happened. I
agree with you 100%. Remember, we were winning championships, and then LeBron leaves, Wade's old, Chris Bosh gets blood clots, and now we have to find a star. Remember, Chris Bosh was about to go to Houston and get the money.
Right,
and then
right.
We just, it's so much going on, and I think Pat Riley. I agree with you 100%, Hawk. Pat Riley panicked a little bit in those that year or 2 years, to be honest.
2 years.
After he gave J.J. the money, he gave Deion the money, he gave Tyler Johnson the money that year. There are stars that fit into the Heat way.
Yes.
Right now, Wade did it, and Butler does it right now. Even Kawhi and Giannis, you can just I don't know those guys, but just seeing them from afar, they fit the Heat way, the Heat culture. LeBron didn't fit it. I don't know if anybody understands that. Remember the arguments about the parking spots and the front row seats and all? LeBron doesn't fit it. Come and do your job and be a part of the team. I don't think Russell Westbrook, I don't think James Harden, I don't think CP3 would hit that culture.
Agreed.
Like it's a certain type player, and you can see Giannis to Harden, who are both great players. Kawhi to Harden, Kawhi to Westbrook. You just see the difference in personalities. I think we let up on that. Finding the guys that fit the culture and trying to find guys and make them agree with the culture. Deion Waiters is not that guy.
He is not that guy. And in the past few seasons, Pat Riley has been content to be patient and allow these guys to see the benefit, right? You'll see the benefit if you buy into what we do here. You'll see it. And I think this season he's like, bleep this. You want to see what it means? Watch Jimmy Butler. And if you're going to – like, he went through the whining thing with Hassan Whiteside. And I think he's saying to himself, yeah, I'm not doing that again. I'm not allowing some guy to dictate what we need to be doing as a team. I'm not going to do it to Eric Spoelstra again, and I'm not going to do it to this organization. And I think that Deion Waiters is not long for this team. I think that they would get rid of him if they could right now. Like, does that disappoint you or does it excite you, Solana, as a huge Heat fan? When you heard that Deion Waiters be suspended for game one, is it disappointing or is it like, wow, we are back? That's the Heat way of doing things.
I don't think it's either. I mean, I would expect this from the Heat regardless. I know you guys just said Pat Riley was kind of fooled or got a little desperate a couple years ago. I mean, you could make that argument. I think more than anything, what's sad is that the Heat, it was reported earlier, have actually had Deion on the trading block now for close to a year, and there's no takers, and this only makes it worse.
Yeah, this doesn't make his case any better to go anywhere and be what he thinks he is.
But Solana, like you said, as we painted it. But do you not agree with the fact that we panicked that year, that we gave Bumpy Johnson money, James Johnson money, Deion Waiters money? Like, you don't think
Chris
we panicked?
Bosh too the season before? I mean, that to give him the max was probably not the right move.
I mean, it would be a much deeper conversation to say panic. I think is the wrong words to use. I would say with context, you lost LeBron James, then Chris Bosh, who you just gave the max, goes down. And you're uncertain about his future. Then you end up losing Dwayne Wade. Like those are three superstars, once in a lifetime opportunity to sign those players. All three of them on your team, and then from 1 year to the next, all three of them are gone. Like, I think when you use that context, you understand, especially given the second half of that season where Pat Riley was coming from. I'm not excusing the contracts. Like, he definitely deserves criticism for them, but I wouldn't say he panicked. I just think there weren't many options, and he thought that's what the market was dictating those players at the time, and he'd be able to trade them. He was wrong, but I wouldn't say panicked.
Yeah, I think that totally came from a place of panic. Yeah. Because it's just like they've always been strong and steady, and so if nothing was available for the taking, it was be patient, wait a year. Like, had they not panicked, they could have been players the past three seasons, but they were hamstrung by these contracts. But I really do think – I think Heat fans should look at what happened yesterday with Deion Waiters and be super excited, because I think they're saying to you, this is Jimmy Butler's team. Jimmy Butler has embraced Heat DNA, Heat culture. Oh, is Brian Flores getting ready to speak? All right, here we go. Brian Flores, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, addressing the media.
I thought we, you know, played well in a lot of areas. So I thought we moved the ball well offensively. I thought we got the run game going. I thought, you know, the protection was, you know, fairly good. I thought we made some plays down the field. I thought we converted on third down. But really, at the end of the day, this game comes down to execution in the critical moments. So third down, red zone, 2 minute. And then limiting turnovers. So we didn't do those things. We had a crucial couple plays there down in the red zone. We didn't convert. And we turned it over. So I would say in those critical moments, we didn't play well enough. We did a lot of good things, really offensively, defensively, in the kicking game. But we got to do a little bit more.
I know moral victories aren't really important in the NFL, but do you have to remind the players that you're getting closer to where we need to be?
I think they know that. And I think they've heard that before. I think we're at the point here where closer and closer and closer and closer, but at the end of the day, the result isn't what you want. So we've got to do a little bit more. We've got to coach it better. We got to play better. We got to execute better. We got to practice, you know, every situation with the intent to execute those situations in the game, in all areas, because I don't know which play it's going to be. And they don't know which play it's going to be. So we have to, you know, practice all those situations with an intent to execute the way we're going to try to execute it in the game. And I got to do a better job of getting this team to do that.
Brian, what qualities does Mark Walton have to enable him at his size to run so successfully up the gut of the defense?
He's got a really good vision, low center of gravity, but vision, low center of gravity, good burst through the hole. And, you know, he's just got a good feel for running the football, setting up blocks. And I guess he's just, you know, a small guy to find out behind those big linemen. So, yeah, I thought he ran the ball well yesterday. I think he's been running the ball well for the last few weeks. We'll keep giving it to him since he's being productive. And hopefully he continues to develop and get better. But this is a guy who comes in, works, you know, at his craft on a daily basis, from blocking to catching to running the football to playing in the kicking game. And, you know, he's a guy those are the types of guys we need around here.
Is that what you want, what you're seeing from Mark Walton, a guy who makes it clear that I need to be playing more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we want every person on this team to take advantage of their opportunities when they get out there. And once you do that, I mean, I think it's clear to anyone who watches that, you know, if you're a Dolphin fan, you want to see Mark Walton get the football a little bit more. But I like all our backs. You know, Drake's gone in there and made plays. Balazs has gone in there and made plays. But Mark's definitely been playing well the last couple of weeks.
Well, what do you need to do? Start getting some takeaways.
I mean, again, those a lot of times they come in bunches. So I think we just need to get one. So let's just start with that. So punching at the ball, making the catch when the opportunity presents itself, you know, on a tip ball. I think once we get one, let's just start with one. You know, I think that's really where I'm at with that. Let's just start with one.
Coach, obviously, you don't want to lose, but the losses have come. So how do you kind of stay optimistic? How do you not let the losses get to you?
I mean, I've dealt with a lot of adversity in my life, so You know, I've been punched before, and you just get up and you just keep going, and that's kind of been my that's kind of how I go about my business. And look, I'm never gonna make excuses. I'm not gonna point fingers. I'm just gonna get up and get better the next day. And that's been my approach. That's the approach of this team. And that's the way I'm going to handle my business.
There's a report that a fan claims that Bobby McCain threatened or spit on a 13-year-old boy. What do you know about that report, and have you followed through with the players?
I talked to Bobby about this this morning. You know, he and I have a pretty open dialogue, and heard his side of the story, and it's unfortunate. I feel like he needed to handle that situation better. We're going to discipline Bobby for that. We'll handle that discipline internally. But, situations like this, we've got to handle those situations. And I would say, before I say that, we take those, very seriously. And, there's a standard, that we're trying to set here, and a professionalism of the way we go about things, and we need to live up to that standard, and we're going to. So I talked to Bobby, and again, I heard his side of the story, but we need to handle situations better, really, on the field. Let's talk about Christian and that situation, and then in this other situation as well. So that will certainly get handled internally.
Will discipline involve him missing playing time?
Again, that's going to be handled internally.
Obviously, the losses are a forfeit. Besides the losses, what's the most disappointing part of the season that you're going through with this team?
I don't focus on that. I focus on the things that are the improvement I see, the progress we're making as a team. The communication, guys coming together, guys playing hard, guys fighting for one another, guys practicing and trying to get better and improve, and you see the improvement. I really don't focus on disappointments. Yeah, it's tough to lose, yeah, especially when you come out here, you work on a daily basis, but I see progress, I see improvement. At the end of the day, it's about wins and losses. But we got a group of guys who are tough, and they're motivated, and they don't quit. So I like this group.
With the Christian, do you see a common denominator between what happened yesterday and his roughness penalty against the Chargers?
A young player trying to play aggressive, trying to play with a fight and a vigor and a – I'm not backing down from any one type of attitude, but you got to play with poise. I mean, it's just, losing, you're starting D tackle for the entire games. That's a tough loss for any defense. And, I think our guys fought through it. And, look, Christian was, upset about it. And, look, he's a good kid. There's no doubt about that. And he works hard, and, this is important to him. But again, there's consequences to our actions. I think that's something that we all need to understand, on the field and off the field. And that's, aside from football as a coach, that's what you're teaching these guys or trying to teach them. There's consequences for your actions. So you throw a punch in the game, you're going to get kicked out. You miss a meeting you have an issue. I mean, there's consequences for your actions. And that's not just on the football field. That's life. So we need to learn that. You learn a lot of life lessons in this game, and that's part of coaching as well.
How did your center adjust to his first start? How did you do?
Bam, I thought it played well. The communication was good. And the snaps were good. He made, some good blocks. But we played well as an offensive line, so for the most part, protection was solid. We had time to throw it. Fitz did a good job of getting it out. And, for a guy who Kilgore is a big part of his team. He's, you know, captain and a leader, and his voice is, you know, is he's a leader on his team. So Bam stepped in, and I thought he did an admirable job.
How did Calhoun play?
He played. Look, he's a young player. You know, I think he had a missed block early, resulted in a TFL. I want to say the safety came off the edge. We missed him. But after that, I mean, I thought he played pretty solid. You know, and again, as an offensive line, and as an offensive, moved the ball fairly well. And he's a young player. It's good to get those reps and that experience.
Was Reed in there because of injury or just performance based?
You know, we think Shaq had a little. He got dinged a little bit. Had to come out. So, you know, Chris has been in there. He's been with us, you know, since the spring, and knows exactly what we're doing. Can play multiple positions. He's a tough kid. He's worked hard. We felt fine sticking him in there, and you know, that was no issue.
This is your fifth combination on offensive line in six games. At what point do you want to see some continuity, some consistency there?
I mean, there's injuries happen, and that's been the case for us. So, yeah, I'd love for everybody to stay healthy and have the same offensive line the entire season. The likelihood of that, you know, I don't know how many teams have the same five guys for the entire season. So as far as continuity, I mean, this is the game. This is kind of how it goes. Yeah.
I know you never wanted to see your starting quarterback try to run over a defender at the goal line. Is that assume you don't?
Mm-hmm.
But after watching that on tape, what did you see on that play?
So someone who it's very important to him to put it in the end zone and score. And that's what we want out of this guys on this team. And, you know, at times a quarterback has to do that. And I think you know, at that position, you know, that leadership position, when that guy shows that type of toughness, and I think it permeates throughout the entire team. So Fitz is a tough guy. And, you know, thankfully, there was no injury or anything like that. But, I mean, I like the toughness.
Xavier and Rashad will be back this week.
I mean, both guys are working extremely hard to get back. We're close with Xavier. I think we're going to be close with Rashad this week as well. So it's early in the week, and we got an extra day. So hopefully. But look, we're going up to Pittsburgh. Another tough place, another tough environment. Really good team. You know, physical, tough, great environment. You know, if you like football, this is the type of environment you want to be in. So,
thank you.
All right, there you go, Brian Flores, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. That is your Monday day after press conference. Covered just about everything there. And for those of you that had not remembered, he mentioned it there, having the extra day. They're on Monday Night Football this coming week. Like,
coming out party.
I mean, right now the line on that game is Steelers -14.5. Now, there's plenty of people that'll tell you they're gelling. Like and when I say gelling, like they're getting in position. Pittsburgh's not a good team. I just believe that this team is garbage on prime time. Game's going to be in Pittsburgh. Man, I like the Steelers right now, but I liked the Bills yesterday, and we lost money on that. They were able to cover. So
no, that one with the Steelers is interesting because I'm terrified that because Mason Rudolph's coming back.
Yes.
But when they had Hodges in, they ran the ball 37 times or something with Benny Snell and James Conner.
And the Dolphins do not do well against the run.
Redskins game. I don't know why the Bills didn't come out and try to pound it.
Yeah,
but
you're right. Adrian Peterson.
He had like 55 yards in the second quarter when they just loaded up and let him run the ball. That's what scares me about the Dolphins right now, their run defense. And then if if they stole all the vigor out of Christian Wilkinson, I don't know what we have on the defensive line because he has too much vigor.
Poor guy. Poor guy. All right, we got to take a break because
10 years ago, that is nothing.
Oh, I mean, it was nothing yesterday. It was nothing yesterday. That was a bad call, unfortunately. I mean, you still can't do it.
Yes.
But I mean, to be kicked out of a game on the second play for that. I mean,
what a quick little rabbit punch. I'm talking about if you come back from Alabama and you wrap your right hook around the world and hit a guy, okay. It was just a quick little rabbit punch.
I mean, I like, again, can't do that, and I could have seen it getting flagged.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. What are we doing
Kicked out of the game.
What are we doing here? And you know how thrifty he is. We had him on the show. Like, yeah. He ain't going to want to pay that fine.
No.
Oh, my goodness. This dude, I saw people tweeting about it yesterday. Like, he not only is he going to turn the air conditioner off in his house, he's going to have the air conditioner removed. He doesn't even want the temptation. All right, we got a break here. We have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon.
Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and it is stone crab season. Delaware has all the sizes. They have the best prices. Go get your stone crab claws from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. It started October 15th. Get to Delaware. The stone crabs are amazing. Place your order. You can call them in advance at 954-983-6831. Place your order on everything now. The entire menu, I'm going to tell you all the stuff I usually get. The stone crabs, the chicken, the beef, the lamb, the veal, the lobster, the shrimp, the fish, everything you need. Place your order at 954-983-6831, and your order be packaged ready when you get there. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you money with prices on the gourmet stuffed scallops, only $2.29 each. The bone-in pork chops, only $7.99 a pound. And listen here, chicken leg quarters. If you buy 5 pounds or more, this is a 1961 price. 99 cents a pound for chicken leg quarters. You can't beat the prices. You can't beat the service. You can't beat the deals. They will save you money. They'll save you time, guys. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. DelawareChicken.com is the website. Go on there for the menu. They have marinades. They have seasonings. They have sides. They have dips. They have it all. Eggs. They have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see that entire menu. And like I say, call them in advance and they'll have your order ready when you get there. The prices are amazing. They have a great selection, and it is stone crab season, my favorite time of the year. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Solana, it's been a long time. We may have to fire up the phlegm montage in the next segment. I heard a lot of phlegm working there in the commercial.
I just hit puberty. My voice is
getting
deeper.
There was a lot of phlegm working there.
That
Solana,
was puberty talk.
Next segment, we got to fire up the phlegm montage exclusively on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Back live from Twin Peaks in Davie, Man Cave Monday. We are out here. We're going to talk plenty of Hurricanes and Miami Dolphins today as well. Dion Waiters. We got a lot of stuff to cover this afternoon. Brian Flores just spoke to the media. We aired that live. Channing was doing a commercial for Delaware Chicken Farms there, and he was phlegmy for the last 30 seconds at least, right?
I was okay,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't think so, man.
That puberty just hit.
By the way, this hour has been brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So, in honor of Crowder's phlegminess years ago, he's been phlegmy for years, a montage of some of Crowder's greatest phlegmy moments were put together, and it sounds like this.
And some of those.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Starts
all
right.
My goodness, I almost died.
Hey, yo, A's.
Light skin wonder.
I see trees of green.
Hey, John, we always.
Red roses, June.
And, whoa.
I see them blue.
And with Wade leaving, excuse me. May can't go back.
And I think to my
series of, excuse me. May can't go back. I have this.
What a wonderful world.
And some of those. Whoa.
Oh. Y'all ain't worth a damn.
Somebody says you sounded phlegmy on TV yesterday after the Dolphins game. Are you phlegmy?
I was slimmed up. I don't
know. What happened? You guys lost this Friday night, your high school football team. Did you do a lot of screaming and yelling? Is that why?
I was getting after it a little bit, and then the throat was sore. But, yeah, man.
What happens? You went up to Clearwater. You were off on Friday. I did the show with Dono because you had a long travel day.
4 hours.
And then what happened?
Then we go out there and we're up. We're up by one. They come out. They have, you know, they have some of the new plays. They get 14 on the board. We come back and we have a 15-14 lead. But then there was an hour and a half rain delay because it was like a tornado in the area.
Oh,
all kind
of BS. That storm from the Gulf from was the, coming east through.
And,
yeah.
And I'm talking about we could see the ocean from the high school. Like, it was right
wow.
there around the corner.
I'm surprised you got the entire game in.
And then that's what happened. So we waited. It was like an hour and a half. So now we go back on the field. It's like 11 o'clock at night. Our players aren't ready to play. They've been playing Sudoku on the damn phone for an hour and a half. We go out there, and they just go and beat our mouth in for the last fourth quarter. But, yeah, you know, it is what it is. It was a peculiar situation having an hour and a half rain delay between a high school game.
I just wanted to make you talk about that so that I don't feel as bad when I talk about the Hurricanes. I wanted to make you talk about something that you don't want to talk about because we're going to have to talk today about things that I don't want to talk about.
It cut me deep, though. It cut me deep.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's a long travel day right
there.
You
know what gets to me, too, is when the other coaches are out of shape. I don't know why, because the other coaches were big old fat dudes, and I'm like, hey, how can you out-coach us? You're fat.
On Clearwater you're talking about?
Yeah, man, they were gigantic, big old heavy, you know, pork rind-eating bastards. I'm like, man, how could y'all whoop us?
And they did, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a fact. They whoop us now. I can't even lie about that one. The appearance of the other coaching staff gets to me.
Fat bastard. You love Andy Reid.
I know. I wish Andy lost weight, man. I would really love
I don't think Andy Reid would be Andy Reid, though, if he was skinny.
What, he's going to lose his coaching ability?
Something about it. Yeah, he just wouldn't have that, I don't know, that sideline demeanor. I don't want to see him lose weight.
The lowering of calories would lower his IQ?
It's possible. It's possible. In fact, people need to question whether he was on a diet during those two games that they lost.
Yeah, that's what might have happened. On a diet.
You just talked about the weather up in Clearwater was bad. You know, you turn on the news in South Florida, weather is always a big deal. This hurricane season has been no different, and it's why I remind you every day about All American Roofing. You know, maybe you've noticed a roof leak at your house, or over the last few hurricane season, your roof has gotten beaten up a little bit, and you know it's time to really fix things up because you don't want to take a chance with your roof. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors. They're always available to provide the best in customer service. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They are always there to help. Whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. And they use Y-Green financing if you need home improvement financing. Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. Your home is a place of comfort and quite likely your most precious investment, so Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for every energy efficiency upgrade and climate resiliency as well. You can call All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or you could check them out online at allamericanroof.com. So we're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Love to have you stop on by or you get out of work a little bit early. Come on by. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Or if you get out of work at 6 o'clock, come on by, grab yourself a drink, have some dinner. They've got delicious food, great drinks, of course, as well. So on the show today, we're going to be joined by Clay Ferrero from Local 10. He's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. I wanted to talk to him about the Hurricanes, the Dolphins, and Dion Waiters. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, John Michaels, who is maybe the media's biggest Miami Hurricanes fan, He is going to be hot, I'm sure. He may have reached his boiling point. And then with the Manny Diaz flip-flopping on the rebuild, and now that he's just talking about rebuilding confidence, I imagine John Michaels is going to be very hot. So he's going to join us at 4:15. Your next code word, your chance to win $1,000 coming up just 5 minutes from now. So we got a big, fun afternoon planned for you. We endeavor to take all the stations, Papa, and that means we take a quick break. We come back with the Hockman and Crowder simulcast next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.